God bless you. Shalom to the saints of God. Calvary greetings to you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I am your brother, Brother Ilesomi Onile, speaking from Lokoja, Kogi State, Nigeria. It is a privilege for me to anchor the daily devotion for this week. Shall we pray? Heavenly Father, I commit the daily devotion for this week into your hands. I pray let it be of blessing to every listener in the name of Jesus Christ. Bless us all together. May we be all edified in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. This week, by the grace of God, we will explore the topic I call Christian Identity and Culture, a subject that lies at the very heart of our faith. In a world where many people struggle to understand who they are and where they belong, this faith, the restored faith that we receive, provides a clear answer that is rooted in our relationship with Christ. For a believer, the answer to that question is not found in background, nationality, tribe, achievements, or even opinions of others, but in our relationship with Jesus Christ. Christian identity. It's about understanding who we are because of our relationship with Jesus Christ. Who we are in Christ. When a person becomes a Christian, there is a transformation that takes place. The Bible tells us in the second Corinthians chapter 5. Verse 17, that if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. All things are passed away and all things have become new. This means our past no longer defines us. It is God that does that. The Bible also tells us in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 11, that and such were some of you, but ye are washed, but ye are sanctified, but ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. Amen. Christian culture, however, is the lifestyle that flows from that identity. It is the visible expression of our faith. Why identity answers the question, who am I in Christ? Culture answers, how should I live because I belong to Christ? In fact, brethren, one of the greatest challenges today is that many want the identity of Christianity without the culture of Christianity. They want to be called Christians, believers, bride of Christ, but do not want to live according to our Christian values. However, the true identity always produces corresponding behavior. A mango tree will produce mango fruit. In the same way, a person who truly knows Christ will gradually reflect Christ in character and conduct. In fact, the Bible clearly connects identity with and the culture, according to the epistle of Peter. When we read from 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9, which says, we are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people. This scripture shows that believers have a special identity. And when we go down to verse 12, there is a continuity there. Verse 12 continues telling us how we ought to live honorably among men. In other words, who we are must influence how we live. Our identity influences our culture. Our culture is the reflection of our identity. As we introduce this topic today, we are going to dwell on this particular scripture, and that is 1 Peter chapter 2, from verse 9. It reads, but ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness unto his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. Dearly beloved, I beseech you as strangers and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lust, which war against the soul, having your conversation, your conduct, honest among the Gentiles, that whereas they speak against you as evildoers, they may, by your works which they shall behold, glorify God in the day of visitation. Amen. The Christian identity and the Christian culture is mentioned in this portion of the scriptures we have read. Our identity in relationship with Christ, we are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people. But I want us to understand that by the fact that we are called a chosen generation, we should understand that we are chosen for a purpose. We are chosen for a purpose, and that is very, very important. We need to understand that we are chosen for a purpose. Many of us may find it very easy to confess, to say that we are part of the chosen generation, a group of people selected by God through Christ to belong to him and live for him. Hallelujah. But we need to understand that we are chosen for a purpose. According to the scripture we have just read in that verse 9, it says, but ye are chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who have called you out of darkness unto his marvelous light. I think the first thing we need to take note here is that we are chosen for this very purpose, to show forth the praises of God. Hallelujah. Jesus says in Matthew chapter 5, verse 16, that let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Hallelujah. The book of Isaiah, chapter 43, verse 21 says, these people have I formed for myself. They shall show forth my praise. From these scriptures, brethren, we can say that we are chosen for a purpose, to show forth the praises of our God. Hallelujah. Another reason why he has chosen us is this. I said we are chosen for a purpose. According to the book of John, chapter 5, verse 16, Jesus Christ speaks here that you have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that ye should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you. Hallelujah. So we can see here that we are chosen for this very purpose, to go and bring forth fruit. We are looking at, as a chosen generation, we are chosen for a purpose. We are to go and bring forth fruit. Hallelujah. Another point is that he has chosen us to be holy and without blame before him in love, according to Ephesians chapter 1, verse 4. It reads, Ephesians 1, 4. So according as he has chosen us, or let me read from verse 3. Say, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. Hallelujah. According to Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 6, he has chosen his people to be a special people unto himself, above all people that are upon the face of the earth. Hallelujah. So, chosen for a purpose. We are chosen to be a special people unto God, above all people that are upon the face of the earth. And another point there is that we are chosen for salvation through sanctification, according to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 13. Another one, the book of James chapter 2, verse 5. We are chosen to be heirs of the kingdom. Hallelujah. And according to Romans chapter 8, 28 to 30, verse 28 to 30, we are chosen to be conformed to the image of Jesus Christ. All right, let me read that, the book of Romans chapter 8, from verse 28. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called, who are the called according to his purpose. Amen. We are called according to the purpose of God. And verse 29 says, for whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Hallelujah. Verse 30 says, moreover, whom he did predestinate, then he also called, and whom he called, them he also justified, and whom he justified, them he also glorified. We know, according to these scriptures, through the foreknowledge of God, we are predestinated. I want us to understand that our predestination is for a purpose. Everybody sing, I am a predestinated seed. But when we look at this scripture critically, brethren, we are predestinated to be conformed to the image of his son. We are predestinated to be conformed to the image of Jesus Christ. We are to be like Jesus Christ. So, we can say that our predestination is for a purpose. That's why I say we are chosen for a purpose. And The purpose is that we should be like Christ. Hallelujah. So, by identity, we are a chosen generation. We are predestinated. That is our identity in Christ Jesus. But we are to manifest what we are. That's why I say culture is a reflection of the identity. By identity, we are a chosen generation. We are predestinated. Hallelujah. I say, how do we reflect what we are in Christ Jesus? As we reflect it, as we are gradually becoming like Jesus Christ. May the Lord help us in Jesus' name. Let us go back to 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. It reads, "Say, but ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light." We can see the Christian identity in this verse. A chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people. That is our identity in Christ Jesus. And because of this identity, if there is Christian identity, there must be Christian culture. There must be a way to reflect this identity on earth here. Amen. Remember, believers lives in what we can call the Christian community. You know, Christian community is the body of believers, united in faith, fellowship, and mutual support. And if we have what we call the Christian identity, talking about who we are in Christ, then there should be Christian culture, talking about how we live because we belong to Christ. And when we go to verse 11, let's look at what Apostle Peter pointed us to here. After he has spoken that you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people, he continued from this verse and says, "Dearly beloved, I beseech you as strangers and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lusts, which war against the soul." Hallelujah. In other words, if you have this identity, if you know that you are a chosen generation, if you know that you are a royal priesthood, if you understand your identity as an holy nation, and you understand your identity as a peculiar people, you need to live on earth here as a stranger and a pilgrim. Hallelujah. We know that this world is not our home. We are citizens of heaven. We are strangers and pilgrims here. And we need to live as strangers and pilgrims. And by abstaining from fleshly lust. For this fleshly lust, war against the soul. Hallelujah. Verse 12 says, "Having your conversation honest, your conduct, let your conduct be honest among the Gentiles, among the unbelievers, among the nations of this world, because we are called an holy nation. We are called a peculiar people. That is our identity. Then it must reflect in our culture, in our conducts. Let our conducts be honest among the Gentiles. He said, whereas they speak against you as evildoers, they may by your good works, which they shall behold, glorify God in the day of visitation. Hallelujah. I pray the Lord God will help us this morning as we set out for our daily activities. I pray the Lord God will cause us to reflect on this little sharing in the name of Jesus Christ. Christian identity, Christian culture. If we have our identity in Christ, we know what we are in Christ Jesus, then the way to express what we are is through the Christian culture. Amen. May the Lord help us in the name of Jesus. Our identity can be known through our culture, the way we live, our lifestyle, even in this world. May the Lord help us to show forth the praises of our God, even throughout this day, in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So let's pray as I'm rounding up now. Heavenly Father, thank you for the little exhortation this morning. I pray, Lord, let it be of blessing to your children. Lord, we have an identity with you. We are identified with Christ. We are a chosen generation. We are not the generation of this world. We have been separated from this world, Lord. We are a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people. May we go and reflect this wherever we go today in the name of Jesus. In our places of work, may we show forth your praises. May we reflect the identity of Christ in the name of Jesus Christ. Help us, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Shalom. God bless you.